The Timekeeper, written by Emily Rodder and read by Brendan Higgins.
Ruby looked around nervously. She bent towards him.
On the news, they say it's all quite natural and not to worry. It'll fix itself up and all that stuff, she said in his ear. But round here, a lot of people reckon.
She broke off. A lone barrier comber was passing, looking at them curiously. Patrick stared back at her. She seemed familiar. Her hollow eyes were piercing. Her mouth moved and she dabbed at it with a grimy handkerchief. On her bony fingers, dozens of rings glittered. Patrick jumped. Of course. Of course he had seen this woman before. She was Eleanor Doone, one of the seekers he had played for in Finders Keepers. But what was she doing here? She'd got her ring back. He'd found it for her. So he glanced at Ruby and was startled to see that her weather-beaten face had paled and she was staring fixedly at Eleanor Doone. Ruby, what's the matter? Asked Patrick.
Don't say anything, she whispered,
pulling him closer to her. Patrick struggled a little, confused and frightened, but her hand was like iron on his arm. In grim silence, she wrapped one side of her floppy green cardigan around his head and shoulders and pulled it tight, so that he was partly hidden against her body. Then she began walking rapidly up the hill, with Patrick stumbling beside her.
What an old fool,
he heard her muttering to herself as she strode along.
What a fool! Where's your brains, Ruby? Chatting away like it's a tea party. A half-trained penguin would know better.
She's crazy, Patrick thought. What'll I do? I've got to get away. But Ruby was too strong for him. He staggered blindly along, half suffocated by the musty smell of the cardigan that bound him, hearing only her muttering, the thudding of his own heart, and the roaring of the wind.
Aha!
The old woman stopped with a jerk. Patrick made an effort to pull himself free, but she gripped him even more tightly.
Quiet! She wheezed fiercely. If you know what's good for you.
They stood still, panting, while the wind howled around them. Behind them, faintly now, rose the sound of the barrier combers chanting. Then Patrick heard a shout and the sound of feet thudding towards them. Again he struggled to free himself, and again Ruby's arm gripped him and forced him to be still. The feet stopped in front of them.
Ruby!
Squeaked a familiar voice.
Have you?
Patrick's heart leaped.
I've got him, Ruby said. Now you two just get him out of here.
Her fierce grip loosened, and gasping and crying with relief, Patrick darted out of the stifling folds of her cardigan and into the waiting arms of Boopy Cupid.